and Nancy in my case, years ago, without getting into all the details, I was involved in civil disobedience at abortion clinics, totally peaceful, nonviolent. But intervention on behalf of children, just as people intervene to change the laws related to the treatment of black people in America. Some of us were involved in this, and I remember getting a phone call from a pastor I didn't know then, gotten to know him well since then, John Piper, in 1989. John had gone out and done his first act of civil disobedience in an abortion clinic the same day I had. He in Minnesota, me in Oregon, and we talked and we shared and said, well, people don't understand in our churches and what's going to happen and where is this going to go, and we really didn't know, but we did believe that this was something that God wanted us to do. Well, Minnesota and Oregon are two different states, and in Oregon they hammered us pretty hard and went to jail and had all these judgments brought against us and all of these kinds of things. And one of the judgments was for $8.2 million for peaceful, nonviolent civil disobedience. $8.2 million. Now, I was a pastor at the time. $8.2 million was more than I made as a pastor in a year. So, I mean, this was a lot of money. But the point is, what did God do through that? Well, they came to garnish my wages because I said to a judge, I'll pay anything I owe anybody. I'd written my book, Money, Possessions, Eternity. I say, I believe in paying anything I owe anybody, but I will not write out a check to an abortion clinic. It's not going to happen. And so they came to garnish my wages from the church, so I had to resign. I could no longer be a pastor. By the way, it just occurs to me, in the providence of God, I am so glad that didn't happen to John Piper, who needed to continue to be a pastor. Praise God for that. That's the best thing that came out of the story. But in my case, he wanted me to do something else with my life, even though I love being a pastor. But with all the things that happened, including the fact that we said, Lord, all the royalties from all of my books are going to go to your kingdom. Every single one of them, we're not going to take them. We don't want the abortion clinic to be able to come after. So we give that over. You know what? You know what? A strange thing happened. All of a sudden, my books were on the bestsellers list. And I was, this is interesting. And I'm going, well, maybe it's because they really belong to the Lord. Now, we're not going to see a dime from them. We're investing them in the kingdom. And by God's grace, in the last number of years, something over the $4 million we've been able to give to God's kingdom, to ministries such as Johnny and Fritz, to ministries, dozens and dozens of ministries, the far reach of the world. Okay. They intended it for evil. God intended it for good. Genesis 50. And God does this. He'll do this in your life in a different way.